The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
God might tell you when you're in the worst battle of your life, I don't want you to do anything but worship. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Just worship me. What do you want me to do? What do you thank me for what I'm doing? Well, God, you're not doing anything. Yes, I am. Start thanking me.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
Question for you. Have you ever thought that if God showed you your entire path through life, then things would be so much easier? You'd know what pitfalls to avoid and shortcuts to take, when to turn left or right, move or stop. You would be in control and know exactly what to do. Well, that leads us to one of our more common questions from Twitter, and it's something that we all want to know quite often. If we don't know the whole path, at least this question from Laura. She says, how do I know when it's God telling me what to do and not a lie from Satan? Well, Laura, we have all asked that question. Is it God or is it not? Is it just me or is it even something worse? Well, Joyce is going to answer that question with practical tips on how to recognize God's guidance. But first, we want to show you a story that was shared at our conference in Florida. This is a short reminder that God is always there for you.
When I was just a young girl, I enjoyed going to church, and I was always anxious to share what I had learned in Bible study or Sunday school. And then as I became a teenager, I would often visit a family's church, and there I met a young guy, and we started sitting together and during service. And on one special night, they were going to have a movie showing at his church school, which was in a different location than the actual church. And so I felt confident, like this was really kind of going to be our first movie date or something. I wore color kind of like, because pink is my favorite color. And the all us kids piled into the station wagon, and the adults drove us over to the church school. But when we got out of the car, this girl ran up to the car immediately and said to the guy, he's like, you're supposed to be with me. We're supposed to be together. Well, I was shocked. I was surprised. I was hurt. And then I was angry because I thought that he really liked me. And I just didn't know what to do. With those young emotions, I knew I just didn't want to stay there anymore. So this was a neighborhood that I was pretty unfamiliar with, but I walked away. What happened next was, it was like a pack of wolves. They appeared. It was a gang of teenage boys who attacked me. They raped me, one after the other, they raped and they raped. And at that instant, my life changed completely. I mean, I was bitter. I was hurt. I felt deceived. I felt used. And I just started drinking at a young age. And it continued into my adulthood. And I just didn't trust. I couldn't trust people. I had poor relationships. And mostly, I couldn't trust myself because of the bad choices that I was making. And I couldn't trust God because I asked him, why had this happened to me? And that went on for many years, but finally I was introduced to your ministry by an aunt. She gave me a book. It was called Me and My Big Mouth. And there was a reason that she gave me this book, a big reason, because you were just always so honest with everything that you had gone through. And I could relate to that. And it encouraged me, and it encouraged me to start to trust again, to believe that with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And right. To believe that God is a restorer. And then that's what he did. He does restore. And that young man that I walked away from so many years ago, he came back into my life after 28 years. Everything that you're doing all over the world and everything that the ministry is doing is not free. It has a cost to it. And I began to realize that. And my mother, I decided that we needed to have partnership with you, to become a partner. The women that you touch, the young girls that are still addicted to alcohol, and that touched my heart. And so many, and you're just helping people, and you're just helping them.
Well, and now so, as a partner with us, you get to help them too, right?
Well, Lupina obviously went through some really difficult times, some dark, dark stuff. But God was always there. He did have a plan, and He brought her through those difficulties. And it is wonderful to see what He does in people's lives. And He wants you to know that He's there with you. He wants you to know that He is speaking to you, and He's trying to help in so many ways. It's also wonderful to be part of what God is doing to change lives. That's what Lupina was talking about when she was talking about partnership. You see, when she began reading that book, she didn't know that she'd started down the path to freedom through God's Word. But the teachings that we provide through media, books, conferences, all of it out of God's Word would not be possible without you, our partners. So thank you for coming alongside of us to help people just like you and me and Lupina discover solutions in God's Word to life's challenges. If you're not a partner and you want to join us, it's really simple, and we would love to have you be part of our family. Go to joycemeyer.org/partnership and help others discover the wonders of a relationship with Christ. And of course, we're all still looking for answers ourselves. That's why we are here together. So now let's jump to that question I told you about earlier. Here's Joyce with practical advice on recognizing God's guidance as she answers the question, God, is that you?
For at least probably 25 years, I had back trouble. And in having that back trouble, I was constantly going to the chiropractor to get adjustments. I had an MRI on my back. I did have some degenerated disc, but nothing that they felt needed surgery. My back got so bad at one time that I practically begged a surgeon to operate on me, and he said, I can't do it because there's nothing there to operate on. He said, it's, you know, your muscles are all tight and tense. And so I wanted to walk for exercise because I really enjoy walking, but I got to the point where I couldn't do that. My back would hurt. And then I finally got to the point where if I tried to do it, I could only walk for maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and then my hip would just like lock up on me in my groin area. And so I'm getting adjusted and getting adjusted and getting adjusted. And I started working out about 10 years ago, and that really helped me, but I still had an ongoing problem. So the chiropractor that I went to for many years that had really helped me got really busy in some other areas of his practice that God opened up for him. And because of my schedule and his, I was having a difficult time getting in. And so I felt like I was probably going to need to see somebody else. And I was disappointed because, you know what, sometimes if we're not getting what we're used to, we don't understand what's happening. We look at it as a loss. So one of our sons was going to somebody, and he said, why don't you try him? So I went to him, and after two visits, he said, well, we need to get an MRI and find out what's wrong with your hip. And I thought, yeah, that would probably be good. So after they got the MRI and he read it, he said, I'm going to send you to a surgeon and let him take a look at this. So here's a long story short. My hip joint was malformed. It was oblong instead of round, so it was never, ever going to fit into the hip joint right. So no matter what I did, I was always throwing my back out. Well, nobody was looking at the hip because we all thought it was my back. And so God guided that, I believe. He shut this door. Come on now. He shut this door, and I didn't understand. I was disappointed because he shut that door, because now I had to walk through a new door that I wasn't even familiar with. I wasn't crazy at that, but that turned out to be a blessing. So lo and behold, the guy that he sent me to had seen me a little bit on television. I don't, you know, don't know exactly what his convictions were, but he said, well, you're really going to need a total hip replacement if you want to do this thing right. So, you know, I got this big schedule, and I don't have time to get operated on. And so he said, I'm scheduling about 3 months out. And I said, well, I'll have to wait until next year, because the only real span of time that I have off is like from after Thanksgiving until usually around the 1st of February. We don't schedule a lot of conferences. And so I said, he said, well, we don't want to wait a year. He said, when could you do it? And I said, next week. Honestly, this was Wednesday. He said, when could you do it? I said, Monday. And he said, all right, I'm going to fit you into my schedule. So we did the surgery, and it was 6 months last month. And in the month of May, the last 21 days of May, I walked 70 miles. And I thought, I was disappointed. Come on, I'm trying to say something. I was disappointed when God started guiding me. In a direction that I didn't want to go in, because it wasn't the direction that I was accustomed to. Everything works for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Amen. Now, this is a little book by a man named F.B. Meyer, who's no longer with us. He died a good number of years ago. But this is why I love books, because they can still keep speaking a long time after we're gone. And this is on guidance, and he taught a principle that I think will bless you today. And this was what he taught about being guided by God. How many of you want to hear from God and you want to be led by the Spirit and guided by God? And I think we all recognize that sometimes it can be a little touchy, because we're very able to speak to ourselves, and there's a great push to get what we want, but we can come into close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We can be led by the Holy Spirit. We should expect to be led by the Holy Spirit, but we need to know the safe guidelines on how to do it. And I can't get into, you know, a four-part series on how to hear from God, but I think this will help you. F.B. Meyer had a famous teaching about how, in hearing from God or being led by the Spirit, we should always look for the three witnesses, or what he calls the three lights, which are the Spirit, the Word, and circumstances, to all agree. So I can't just go on my circumstances. I can't just go by what I feel. And I think sometimes when things don't work out for us, we get mad and we blame God, or we're yelling about the devil. And really, many times, and sometimes it is the enemy, but many times we just need to say, you know what? Maybe this is God closing the door, and what I think I'm supposed to do is not what I'm supposed to do. And so if I am supposed to do that, God will open the door at the right time, and we can just keep that in front of God, but go on and enjoy the day that we have. Let's just say that there's a young woman that has a couple of little kids, and she wouldn't have to go back to work, but they'd like to have more. You know, we all want more. And so she feels like that God is leading her to go back to work, which will require her having childcare. There's nothing against that in the Word of God. She's not committing a sin by going back to work. She even finds a job, so she's excited about this. She wants to work. She finds a job. But she never can find suitable childcare. Everything that she does come up with is way too expensive for the amount of money she's going to be making. It basically would not even do her any good to work. And so she can get frustrated about it. She can get mad about it. She can get confused about it. She cannot understand. But why can't we just say, well, God, if you don't bless the circumstance, then the door's not open. And so no matter what I think or what I feel, you have to do your part, and if you don't, I'm going to be peaceful to be where I'm at. Does that sound good to anybody? God God's impressions within and his word without are always corroborated by his providence around. And we should quietly wait until these focus all into one point. The final point in this first chapter is that in searching for guidance, we are only to look for the next step, not into the distant future. And that was the second thing that he said that was so good. If you want to be guided by God, you have to realize he's not going to give you a blueprint for the next 10 years. Being guided by God is like this. Okay, that seems to be working out. Oh, that didn't work. But then you don't give up. You get a little more direction, and then maybe you know, well, maybe I needed to step this way. Don't quit trying, but don't be ashamed to admit that you were wrong. Nobody can ever really learn how to hear from God if you're going to be stubborn and always try to say it was God, even if it wasn't. And don't try to do things outside the Word of God. Sweet sister, super Christian, God is not telling you that you're going to marry somebody else's husband. And if you're already so deep in debt that you can't even hardly get the mail out of the mailbox, God is not telling you to go buy a new car and make $700 a month payments. Thank you for your excitement. You know, there's nothing wrong with not knowing what to do. And I think that as Christians, we need to come to the point where we are satisfied if we don't know, that we don't feel pressured by that. How many of you have something going on in your life right now that you feel really, at least you feel you need an answer, but you're not getting an answer and it's pressuring you? Okay. Well, I have a couple things right now, and they're things that I'm not at liberty to share, but just a couple things that I really feel like, you know, is this God? Isn't it God? Is it God? And I just don't really know for sure. Well, when you're like that, and it's not something I have to decide on right now, so the wise thing to do is wait. You wait until those three lights all get turned on. And in order for me to do this one thing, there are a couple of other things that have to happen, and they haven't happened yet. So if God doesn't fix those circumstances, then no matter how much I want to do this thing, I'm going to have to be satisfied to say, no, that's not what God wants. But the point is there were times in my life when I would have tormented myself, and I'm still, boy, I like all my ducks in a row. I don't like a lot of stuff floating around out there that I want to have a plan, work my plan. Amen? So it's not just the most comfortable thing in the world for me to not know. But I can tell you, if you're going to hang out with God, you're going to have to get happy not knowing. And you trust that even in your not knowing, that God is guiding you, and every day of your life can be an adventure, and every day could be a surprise. You never know when you're going to be in the exact right spot at the exact right moment and meet the exact right person. Because God can do anything, and the more we trust him, the more we're going to see him do. Everybody say, God is guiding me right now. And I believe that that's true. I think a lot of you are being guided and led by God, but you don't know that you are. You're all upset about the direction your life is taking. But if you just keep saying all things are going to work out for good, I trust you, God. I believe you're guiding me. If I'm doing something wrong, please show me. We have to come to the point where we can be satisfied not knowing and to be happy to know the one who knows. Amen. I want to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 11. Behold, we're going to start in verse 11. Behold, they reward us by coming to drive us out of your possessions. Now, He's talking to God. Which you have given us as our inheritance. Verse 12, O our God, will you not exercise judgment upon them? Number one, for we have no might to stand against this great company that is coming against us. And number two, we do not know what to do. But number three, our eyes are on you. I love that. I mean, this guy has got enemies coming against him from all sides. And he said, look, I'm not up to this. This is too much for me. I don't have the strength for this. And secondly, even if I did have any strength, I don't know what to do, but I'm still not at a loss. Everything is not over because my eyes are on you and I know you know what to do. By the way, in case you're wondering, that's called faith, our trust in God. And if you're familiar with this, you know what happens as they wait on God. And sometimes when you tell God, I'm trusting you, you don't get an answer right away. It might be a few days, it could be a few months. God is usually not early, but he's never late. And as you wait on God, eventually he will speak. So eventually God spoke to him through a prophet. This is what the Lord says. This battle is not yours, but it's God's. You do not need to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because the enemy that you have seen today, you will never see again. And then he gave them some rather odd instructions. He said, send out the singers, send out the musicians, send out the praisers. And while they're out in front of the enemy doing that, you get down on your knees and pray. And the enemy got so confused that they killed each other. It's another, you know, it's a whole message that I don't have time to preach. But it's, I mean, who would think that that would be any way to defeat your enemies? But you know, God might tell you when you're in the worst battle of your life, I don't want you to do anything but worship. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Just worship me. What do you want me to do? What do you, thank me for what I'm doing. Well, God, you're not doing anything. Yes, I am. Start thanking me. We need to get direction from God. You know, we always want to know. I want to know, I want to know, I want to know. Well, you know what? Eve wanted to know too. Instead of wanting to know everything about your future, and instead of wanting to know everything about everything that's going on, let's spend our time getting to know God. Because if we know him, I can promise you that we are going to end up knowing everything else that we need to know when we need to know it. So now, I'm going to show you some scriptures. Let's look at Hosea 6:3. Yes, let us know, recognize, be acquainted with, and understand him. Let us be zealous to know the Lord, to appreciate, to give heed to, and to cherish him. I'm so impressed with what the Apostle Paul said that's recorded in Philippians 3, 10 and 11. Of all the things that he knew, and he was given the task of writing about two-thirds of the New Testament by revelation. You would think that he already knew everything that he needed to know. And look at what he said. For my determined purpose, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. For my determined purpose is that I may know him. What is your number one purpose in life? It really should be to know God.
As Joyce said, if we spend time getting to know God, we will end up knowing everything we need to know when we need to know it. Now, it may not be everything we think we want to know, but God has a plan that is so much better if we just leave it to him. And if we make a mistake, he will help get us back on track. But one very important factor in all of this, in knowing if that voice is God or not, is understanding the Holy Spirit and who He is. He is the one that is helping us day to day, giving us those inner urgings and helping us understand our path. So we have a teaching for you today called the Holy Spirit. These four teachings on CD or by download will help you understand who the Holy Spirit is, how He relates to you, and how important it is to stay in touch with the leading of the Holy Spirit. So as you're talking about those questions of is it God or is it not, you'll be able to discern. The Holy Spirit is with you right now if you want Him to be, and He'll help walk you through this. So order your copy today, because this is great information from God's Word that will help you understand the things that we're talking about. And we want to know what you think about all this. That's really important. God is always listening, and so are we. So now it's time for your voice. All right, we asked you to share your favorite characteristic about yourself. And I love this because it's okay to realize that there are good things about you and to celebrate those things. We focus way too much on the things we don't like. So we're going to share some of your wonderful responses. This one from St. Louis. My favorite thing about myself is my ability to go through horrible life events and come through it with hope and peace that God has a good plan for me, and that He's working all things out for my good. That's important. This comes from Vita. Vita says, my smile, my calmness, and patience. I've been through a lot. God has made me a stronger person today. One from Florida. What I like about me is that I really do want to make God proud. And I like the fact that I'm a great listener. That's a wonderful attribute. Well, today we are talking about God's guidance. So we want you to share your story of when you just totally missed God's direction. We have all done it. We all have those stories. Tell us what happened and what did you learn from it? We'll all learn from those things together. Share those stories on our Facebook page at Joyce Meyer Ministries Facebook. You can also on Twitter use hashtag EA. You can even share it on Instagram. Take a picture and let us know what your story is. Make sure that you also are right here with us next time. You are not going to want to miss it on Everyday Answers.
It is impossible to have victory and think bondage. It's impossible to be happy and think sadness and depression. It is impossible to be free from sin while you think that you are in bondage to sin.
We do always want to answer your questions, so send them in to us today. Do it right now. Don't even wait. Now's the time. Use hashtag AskJoyce on social media. You can go to our Everyday Answers page on our website, and there is a very handy place right there at joycemeyer.org/everydayanswers where you can submit your questions. Well, God bless you today. Thank you so much for being here. And you don't have to worry about missing God's direction, because if you get lost, He will certainly find you. It's your heart that counts. If you are seeking Him, you are in the right place.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.